Our next item is subdivision 2006-22, Bethany Woods LLC as a preliminary.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion prepared for this, and so again, I'll ask your indulgence. I've got some handwritten notes in here that if you can read them, you qualify either as a pharmacist or a third-grade teacher. But with that said, if you have a question...
I'm a third-grade pharmacist.
A third-grade pharmacist. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve subdivision 2006-22 for Bethany Woods LLC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being the project is located within the environmentally sensitive development area according to the 2002 land use plan update. And before I proceed, I would like to point out that and Mr. Abbott's notes that the issue of the easement had been favorably addressed and expunged as a consideration of this, and that is in Mr. Abbott's notes. Getting back to my motion, sir, number two, the applicant has proposed 19 lots within the project, which is less than the allowable density for an MR subdivision on this land. Under the current MR zoning, up to 4 units per acre is permitted. The project is consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. In the Fred Hudson and Cedar Neck Road area, there are already similar projects on neighboring or adjacent parcels. This project is located within a county-operated sanitary sewer district. It will be served by Central Water. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, and being there shall be no more than 19 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards with sidewalks on one side of each street. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The development shall be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. The project shall be served by Central Water. No wetlands shall be included in individual lots. The wetlands notice shall be included within the restrictive covenants. The owner of lot number 19 shall enjoy both the benefit and be financially responsible for the perpetual maintenance burden of the wetlands area east of lot 19. The applicant shall coordinate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish a school bus stop if necessary. Additionally, the proposed bridge shall comply with the necessary radii for turning into the project, as well as any specifications of the state fire marshal as to construction materials and load-bearing capabilities. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. The applicant is further encouraged to cooperate with Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, and DLDOT in locating a bike or multimodal pathway within the property, ideally located along McCoy Way. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. As stated by the applicant in the record, a certified arborist will be hired to review all construction. The environmental review coordinator from Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, Natural Heritage and Endangered Species section shall be allowed an opportunity to visit the site to update the May 2003 May 23rd, 2005, project review. This updated review report shall be submitted to the staff and members of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission prior to approval of the final site plan, and that final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-22 Bethany Woods LLC with the condition stated as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.